This is Priscilla Lenora Miles with Crystal Clear Ministries. This message is for my Christian body divorcees, those that have gone through a divorce or going through a divorce. You know, the Bible does say, what God puts together, let no man tear asunder. But, you know, as a Christian, we tend to feel guilty about divorce, even if it's abusive. Yeah. And why do we feel that? Because we were raised to know that God does not like divorce. So it bothers us. We want it to work out. We go through the long suffering. We endure everything that we have to do, especially women. And I say men do it too. I'm talking to both of us. But we have to stop beating ourselves up. You know what the problem is? We as Christians tend to feel guilty, and we feel so guilty that we beat ourselves up and can't forgive ourselves for the divorce that we're having. We failed. And we think not only did we fail ourselves, but we failed God. But see, God had to help me to see this whole thing picture. He said, Priscilla, how you gonna fail a relationship that I didn't even put together? I was like, what? And I realized that I remember begging God for the relationship to work out. And I remember begging him for it to work out even when it was abusive. And the reason I did that is because I really thought I was going against him if the divorce happened. And I was going to take that long suffering. I was going to endure that mess 17 years. I don't care. I was going to deal with it because of the simple fact I didn't want to displease God. But God said, Priscilla, when the unbeliever decides to leave, let him go. I'll give you peace. You just hold on to me. But what he had to show me through that whole marriage when I was going through, and I'm going to tell you, this is what I had to go through. That's why he gave me peace. During the whole time I was enduring, I was talking to the Lord. I wasn't beating up the man. I wasn't pointing no fingers. I wasn't blaming him for anything. I took accountability for myself. As a matter of fact, I might have been taking accountability for him too. But I was taking accountability for myself. And because I was doing that, God found it in his heart to give me peace.
Priscilla Lenora Miles with Crystal Clear Ministries. And I like to speak of something that's very heavy on me, and that is divorce. And I asked God, now I've got a video on it already, but this is part two. And I asked God, I said, Lord, people have been really trying to make me feel guilty about the simple fact that I'm a divorcee twice. And he said, yeah, I understand that. It is because there's so many people out here getting divorced for any reason. And people are getting married for any reason. And we need to stop that. And I said, yeah, I was one of those people. You know, young, dumb, did some stupid stuff. But I thought I was doing right. And I wanted to do right. Am I supposed to be single the rest of my life? I don't understand. Please talk to me. And he said, Priscilla, did I not 17 years ago betrothed to you and said, behold, there is your husband? I said, yeah. He said, was that not after the divorces? I said, yes. I am not a man that I will lie to you. You have to understand, Priscilla, when you confess with your heart and ask me to forgive you for all the sin that you've done, even divorce, I forgave them and cast them in the sea of forgetfulness. Yeah, Lord, but the Bible says, he says, this my word or your word? Is this man's word or my word? It's your word, Lord. It's your word. It's your word, Lord. So, but I still don't understand. I have nothing to fight with. He said, I'm not asking you to fight my battles. I got this, Priscilla. I need you to do what I say in order for my word and my commitment. intuition comes through because I got people out there I need you to do some things for, and you can't do it if you're going to keep holding this guilt trip. He said, okay, Priscilla, look, do you remember Ruth? I said, yes, Lord. I said, but her husband died. Yeah, but she remarried, okay? He said, do you remember Bathsheba? I said, yeah, Lord, but... He said, no, look at the circumstances there, all right? With David, husband, children. He said, but I let her pay for what she had to go through, him and her and David. But then we moved on. He said, do you remember Rahab? I said, Lord, I wasn't in a situation like that. He said, that's not the point. The point is, I still made sure she was covered.
Lenora Miles with Crystal Clear Ministries. This is about living life, enjoying life, stepping outside of your comfort zone, and let God just let his sun shine on you. Let the clouds just look like puffs of animals or shapes that you truly enjoy. Let the seas just crash in front of you and you hear the sound causing a little peace and calm and serenity. Enjoy the time that God has given you. You only live once. So take the time and enjoy life. Enjoy the time that you share with God. I'm not here by myself, and I could be here by myself, and it doesn't matter if I am or not. I tell you, get out and enjoy your life. Enjoy the sunshine. Enjoy it with or without a person. Just take the time and take advantage of the life God has given you. Amen. Amen.
And I wanted to talk about forgiveness. So often we might find ourselves around someone that has taken advantage of us, abused us, hurt us, done some things that it's hard to forget. But there you find yourself running into them. You find that family members love them. You find out that if you are not as cordial as you need to be, it could cause a rift with those that you love. Okay, so sometimes you just gotta put things aside. Now, I'm not saying suppress it, but I am saying for the good of God's people and to be an example, it's very important that Christians learn to forgive. Now, I hear them say, you can forgive, but I ain't gonna forget. Yeah, there's some good pros and cons with that statement. The pro is that you could not allow that to happen again because of your awareness. But the con is that you could become bitter, you could become angry, you could become revengeful, you could change something that is not necessary. For example, someone may have changed, but you have never forgotten what they've done to you. So how can you look at them in a different light? Because you've seen all that pain. So sometimes you have to let it go. Let go and let God. So forgiveness, which is what I was talking about. You don't have to dwell around that person. Okay, they're there for a little while. As a matter of fact, you might have to greet them. You might have to shake their hand. You may even have to hug them. But it's not that you're doing it out of like a hatred kind of hug, a hatred kind of shaking of the hand. It's more or less like doing it as, God, you're going to have to help me. You're going to have to give me the strength to do what I need to do because you know how I feel about this situation. You know what they did to me in the past. You know everything, Lord. So why do I have to be the one that have to be the one break it down and be the nice one? Why, Lord? He said, because I placed them before you. Greater is he that is in you, my child. Because you have no idea if that blessing, that greater, that spirit is within them now. Might have not been then, but it is in them now. So forgiveness means not forgetting who you are. Don't forget who you are. Let go of that. Don't be around them. Don't dwell around them. If you can't help it, but try not to hold on to that animosity. Try not to hold on to that pain. Try not to hold on to that hurt. Meditate on the Lord. Think on these things, those things that are positive and good rapport. Try not to think on whatever is negative. Try your very best because God would like us to do that as Christians.
Priscilla Lenora Miles with Crystal Clear Ministries. I like to speak to the men of God who have decided that they're giving up on their families. They're giving up on their wife. They're giving up on their children. I didn't understand why God wanted me to talk to you, but I guess he wants me to talk to you in a calm manner. But yet get the point across. Now, gentlemen, when you take advantage of a woman who you have claimed to love, who bore your children, who took care of you, cleaned the house, did her job, was submissive, did everything she could, and you take advantage of that, God doesn't like that. There's no need in us arguing or fussing or even complaining. Yes, we can get emotional and curse you out. Yes, even as a woman of God, we can still blast you out. But that's not what God wants us to do. He wants us to turn you over to him. Yes. The Bible says that if a husband does not treat his wife right, it will hinder his prayer. Do you mean to tell me that your outside desires is more than God answering your prayers? Have you decided that you're going to give up on God, give up on your family, give up on your children just for some mere pleasure? I'm glad you find that to be exciting. If that's the case, then why don't you just make sure your wife, make sure the children are well taken care of, because God is going to make sure they're well taken care of. You've made the decision to move on. But remember, you have caused a lot of pain, a lot of frustration, a lot of anger. But I want you to help you to understand this. Women of God have learned to embrace their relationship with God. We no longer are going to be depressed about a man who decides to leave us thinking we are not worthy. See, what you don't understand is God allowed you to go in the first place because you were not worth the family. Now, I'm not trying to put you down, but I'm helping you to understand what you have done to yourself. Women of God have been blessed to know that whatever God decides to do, it will happen. We have learned to let go. Let go and let God. If this man decides that he wants to leave, let him go. If it's hard for us to maintain the children, hold on to the household, do everything that we need, of course we're going to give it time for you to come back and get yourself together, and only if God allows that to happen. But brothers, let me share this.
with you. If it does not, we will be okay. We will be all right. You know why? Because our God will take good care of us.